giving of dying or where I would go. I was looking and buying, so hard was I trying to gain all this world had to hold. No peace and no pleasure could I even measure with all that I had to gain. I repented and prayed, God saved me that day. Now I've got something to say. Since I've been forgiven, Christ made a weird change in me. And I'm no longer crying when I think about dying, 'cause heaven is waiting for me. Now Satan's still lying, and he's always trying to lead you down the wrong way. Just call on Christ's name, he'll save you today. Then look back to Satan and say, I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I'll tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell. 'Cause I say,
progress, and we must conform, or we will be left by the chains. This new world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name.
That name is Jesus. We rose up there in spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the
great leaders who sleep in their graves, one day will bow and proclaim, he's the Lord of all glory, the crowned King of kings. All creation will thunder his name.
That name is Jesus. We rose up sharing, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, this world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, the three roses, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave.
Amen. It's right here. Amen. Thank God for that name. Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's a name above all names.
Jesus.
Sweetest name I know. Amen.
Amen.
I've seen things along the way. I've seen some trouble in my short days. But through it all, I had no fear. I have a friend who's always near. If the tide were
never changes. He's our friend. He's our guide. He's our keeper. He's our Savior. Amen. He's a friend of sinners. Amen. Amen. He's a God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances. Just think about who He is this morning. Amen. Think about all He's done. All He's done for you.
Yeah.
there still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done. I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him for all He's done. I'm gonna live my life to please Him, even though I don't deserve to live. My life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done. I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him for all He's done.
Listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I could not begin to tell what Jesus means to me. He gave love when love could not be found. I can face tomorrow. I can face this world below. Jesus loves me, this one thing I know. And I just like to say,
who've never known of His warm and tender love, how can they face another day? When trouble comes upon them, how do they survive without Your hand to guide them on their way? I wish the world would lift their hands and hearts in one accord and thank Him for the sacrifice He's made. Glory, praise, and honor to the One who makes men free. Lord, accept this message now from me. I just like to say, thank You, Lord.
God's good. Amen.
Amen.
Try to get over the hill, Brother Daniel. Amen. This morning, your presence filled the room. With a grateful heart, I just shook my head as I bowed in awe of you. Lord, you have been so faithful, so loving, kind, and true. And every morning, your mercies are new.
You have been good.
Overwhelmed by what you've done for me, and my mind cannot grasp the depths of your generosity. The riches of your mercies, the wonders of your grace, and my voice cries out in endless praise.
You have been good.
Tomorrow brings. You are sovereign God of the universe. You are Lord of everything.
You are still good.
Just have us worship him a little bit this morning. The Bible said in Psalms 95, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." I think this morning the Lord would just have us worship him. Church, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. I'm going to have them sing that one more time. We're just going to spend some time this morning worshiping Him. He's here. He's worthy. He's worthy. Has He been good to you? They started off with, I'm not going to hell. Lift them up.
Presence filled the room. With a grateful heart, I just shook my head as I bowed in awe of you. Lord, you have been so faithful, so loving, kind, and true. And every morning, your mercies are new. You have been good. You've done for me, and my mind cannot grasp the depths of your generosity. The riches of your mercies, the wonders of your grace, and my voice cries out in endless praise. You have been good. You have been good.
Continue this morning lifting Him up. Amen. I have Brother Daniel, his family come sing, and they're just going to magnify Christ and lift Him up for a little bit. And this isn't about you and about me. It's about Him. And it's about blessing His holy name. It's about pleasing Him. All music is supposed to be to glorify and magnify Christ. And so this morning, I feel like this is what the Lord has for us this morning. Let's just continue to lift Him up. Let them sing for a little bit. And you just continue to think about His goodness. It wouldn't hurt us to continue to think about not only His goodness, but go a step further than that and just think about who He is. He is good. He is gracious. He is merciful and long-suffering. He is all those things. But He is also the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is God. He's a jealous God. And He wants first place. Let's lift Him up. Magnify Him, Brother Daniel.
Why I sing His praise every chance that I get. You may wonder why I raise my hand and why I shout amen. You may wonder why tears fill my eyes when I hear the old rugged cross. You may wonder why I live for Him, why I serve Him at any cost.
If you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right, you saved me from the mess that I was in. And if you only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, you would understand.
Looking back on how far I've come and how much He has blessed, all the joys that He has given me, despite my sinful past, no greater friend have I ever known than this one walked by my side. And oh, what a difference since He came into my life.
If you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right, He saved me from the mess that I was in. And if you only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, you would understand. If you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right, you saved me from the mess that I was in. And if you only knew where I would be had it not been for Calvary, then my friend, you would understand.
Then my friend, you would understand. Once again, I am standing where I've often stood before. My heart is full of regret. I have felt this pain before. My decisions, they took me down this lonely road. And I hope He'll grant me one more time to bow before His throne. As I kneel there in repentance, I'm begging for His peace. But then I hear His gentle voice so kind as He's calling out to me. Well, that was yesterday, and I've forgotten all about it. Sorry, but I just don't want to remember. It's all gone away. Some
sweetly to us. And I know my Father knows what's best. He took it all away. And I just can't remember anymore.
Down the road he was watching for the son he'd loved so long. In his foolish pride he'd said goodbye to seek a life of his own. But the father was still waiting, hoping he'd come home again. Just one glimpse of his son down the road he would run, hear him weeping as he said,
That was yesterday. And I've forgotten all about it. I'm sorry, but I just don't want to remember anymore. It's all gone away. Somewhere between east and west. And I know my Father knows what's best. He took it all the way. And I just can't remember anymore. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for the blood you shed for me. Hanging on that cruel cross in shame and agony. All my sin was placed upon you, and I can hardly bear the thought what my wicked deeds have cost you and the pain my sin has brought. And I'm so glad that I found mercy, kneeling at your feet. When Satan brings up my past, I found victory at last. All is forgotten, be the blood of the Lamb. And that was yesterday. And I've forgotten all about it. I'm sorry, but I just don't want to remember anymore. It's all gone away. Somewhere between east and west. And I know my Father knows the best. He took it all the way. And I just can't remember anymore. Called in heaven there are no yesterdays. Dark light drive the night away. And that was yesterday. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect belief. The great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me.
My name is graven on his hand. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no
tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart.
When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of my guilt within, upward I look and see him there, made an end to all my sin.
Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. Dust is satisfied to look on him and pardon me, to look on him and pardon me. Behold in there the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high. With Christ
my Savior
and
my God,
with Christ my Savior and my God.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect belief. The great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me.
We're going to sing this next song. I want you to listen as we sing. We're talking about Him today. We're worshiping Him today, but I want to know, do you know Him today? Amen. Surely this morning there wouldn't be somebody in the building, in this building today, when the Spirit of God's moving, we're singing His praises, we feel His presence, that does not know Him. Amen. Oh, how He loves you this morning. Oh, how He wants to be your friend. While we're singing right now, this would be the day. Amen. Oh, now's the accepted time. Now's the day of salvation. If you're not sure today, you don't have it settled, now's a great time. Amen. Get that thing right with God, then you'll have that advocate, man. You'll have that high priest, amen, before the throne of God. He put all those sins, as we sung about, far as the east is from the west. You say, well, I got a mess. Just bring all that mess. Bring it all to Him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Oh, how He loves you. Come on now, right now as we sing.
Oh, how He loves you, and oh, how He longs to be your friend. Hear Him calling, on His words you can depend. Come to Him now, He will not turn away, He is waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today. The price is paid, the choice is clear, and there is one who is so near. Christ is calling, repent, believe. Will you come or will you believe? He stands before you with open arms, and in His presence there is no harm. His love is flowing from His wounded side. Will you come or will you hide? Oh, how
He loves you.
And oh, how He longs to be your friend.
Hear Him calling.
On His words you can depend. Come to Him now.
He will not turn away,
He is waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today. Those around you need Him too. Hear Him calling, what will you do? Will you accept?
ignore their greatest need, or let them hear His gentle plea. Oh, how He loves you, and oh, how He longs to be your friend, hear Him calling. On His words you can depend, come to Him now. Please come to Jesus today. Oh, how I love Him. And oh, how I long to see His face. There's none like Him. None can compare to His grace. I'm so unworthy. Am I to sing His praise? He is waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today? He is waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today. They wonder why there's so much shouting in here and crying and worshiping God this morning. There's some folks in here that have been saved by the grace of God. That they know that Jesus one day showed up in their life, and before that they were on their way to hell, and God showed up one day and saved them. Now they're not going to hell. Then God went above and beyond. Not only are we not going to hell, but God took a mess of marriage, a mess of health, and God took a mess of life, and He turned it around and put a new clothes on them, and gave them a home, and gave them a family, and blessed them.
Right now, you come. Everybody else, you pray. Church, you pray this.
Oh, how he loves you. And be your friend. Hear him calling. On his words you can't. Turn away. So won't you please come, Jesus, today? The price is paid, the choice is clear, and there is one so near. Christ only pins believe. Open arms, and in his presence there is no harm. His love is flowing from his wounded side. Will you come or will you hide? Oh, I love you. How must he be your friend? Hear him calling. On his words you can depend. Come to him now. He will not turn away. He is waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today? Hey, the choice is clear, and there is one who is so near. Christ is calling, repent, believe. Will you come or will you leave? He stands before you with open arms, and in his presence there is no harm. His love is flowing from his wounded side. Will you come or will you hide? Oh, how he loves you. And oh, how he longs to be your friend. Hear him calling. On his words you can depend. Come to him now. He will not turn away. He is waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today? The price is paid, the choice is clear, and there is one who is so near. Christ is calling, repent, believe. Will you come or will you believe? He stands before you with open arms, and in his presence there is no harm. His love is flowing from his wounded side. Will you come? Or will you hide? Oh, how he loves you. And oh, how he longs to be your friend. Hear him calling. On his words you can depend. Come to him now. He will not turn away. He's waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today? Those around you need him too. Hear him calling, what will you do? Will you ignore their greatest need? Or let them hear his gentle plea? Oh, how he loves you. And oh, how he longs to be your friend. Hear him calling. On his words you can depend. Come to him now. He will not turn away. He's waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today? How I love him. And oh, how I long to see his face. There's none like him. None can compare to His grace, so unworthy am I to sing His praise, for He is waiting. So won't you please come to Jesus today. Do not pass me by. trusting only in the merit. Would I seek thy face? Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by comfort more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee?
To come give a testimony real quick of what the Lord just did for him.
Turn it up.
I made a profession of faith when I believe I was 15 at our camp meeting back home, and for longest time now I've struggled with doubt. I heard a lot of people talk about the change in their life and how different they were, and I was raised in church, and to be perfectly honest, wasn't all that different after I got saved. And it was bothered me for years now, as I never knew why. Why did I do it? Why did I come? And I can't recall a bit of conviction. I know several other people got saved that night. I never could put my finger on it, why I did it. Did I just do it because it was the thing to do, or because I felt like I needed to do it? What I do know is that tonight.
Yeah.
Right there. Put my faith in Jesus Christ to save my soul. What I know now is I am saved forever. Amen.
Lord.
You willing to die with what you have? He is. What a Savior. God might have put this whole service together just for him. I was sitting back there, I messaged Brother Daniel. I said, hey man, you need to, I feel like the Lord wants somebody to get saved in here. And God might have done all that for him. Amen. I'm glad I was in on it. Glad I was here this morning. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. You don't ever want to stop or end a service like this. Brother Sealy, would you come up here? I'm gonna have him close us in prayer and pray for our church. And it's been a good week, church. God's been so good to us. Brother Sealy, Brother Daniel, your families have been a tremendous blessing to our church this week. And I love the Lord. I'm thankful for all He's done for us. I'm going to have him close us in prayer and pray over our church this next year, and till we come to our family revival once again next year. The church, we'll be right back here Wednesday. We're going to carry on for the Lord. Amen. All right, yes, ma'am. Sister Bonds. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
These services all across this nation, they went to Washington State for my daughter in. And her home to get back a full house direction.
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Anyone? He's worthy. Amen.
Amen.
All right, but let's see the pray for us. Thank you.
Lord, we sure love you, and God, we're so unworthy of anything. Lord, any little thing you did for us.
Yes.
But God, you've done so much more, immeasurably more than we could ever ask or think. Lord, I thank you for saving my son this morning.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you that he had the courage.
Yes.
Lord, the faith to come.
Yes.
Lord, I pray if there's another person here.
Yes.
Lord, if you don't know, your word says, when you're in us, we know.
Mm-hmm.
And God, if somebody does not know, Lord, today I pray they not leave this place not knowing. Lord, I thank you for this church, for the pastor, for the people. I thank you, Lord, for just their responsiveness this week, Lord. And I believe that for the most part, people's hearts have been opened. And Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, that you'll draw nigh unto us. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd help them in the next weeks and months. Lord, that what you've accomplished this week would be a lasting accomplishment and a lasting difference in their hearts and in their lives. Lord, they're going to face hurdles. They're going to face battles. They're going to face trials. Lord, those things are a part of life. But Lord, I pray they just keep their eyes upon you. I pray, Lord, you put a hedge about this church and, Lord, each family, each life. And, Lord, just protect them from the sin and the temptation. Lord, all the worldly attractions that are out there, Lord, that they'd keep their eyes on you and keep their eyes in your word and keep their eyes bowed in prayer. Lord, that they'd stay on their knees and, Lord, just keep you before them. God, one of these days soon, as we heard this morning and Sunday school, that you're coming again, that trumpet's going to sound. It could be today. So, Lord, until that time comes, just help them to be faithful. Lord, help them to be fruitful. And, Lord, I pray that you would just save souls, that you would change lives, that you'd bring the prodigals back home.
Yes.
Lord, that you would just do whatever work needs to be done in these lives and the homes and the families here. And then, Lord, for those that are around and outside these walls, Lord, make these people a light and a witness for Jesus Christ. Lord, we cannot make people come. We can't make them receive. We can't make them trust you. But, Lord, we can tell them what your word says and tell them what you've done for them. And, Lord, give us the boldness, give us the faith, give us the wisdom, give us the words to be a witness for you. Fill this church with your Spirit. Fill these homes with your Spirit. May these people live Spirit-filled lives, and the presence of God would not just be when they come in on Sunday morning or Sunday night, but the presence of God would be in their homes on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Lord, help them to walk in the Spirit, not fulfill the lust of the flesh. God, we give you the glory and praise and honor for all that you have done. It's your work. We're your people. And God, we just pray that you'll continue to do what you want to do. Help them, we pray, in Jesus' name.